Okay, so we're going to start the next series that I want to embark on is the topic of Melachas Machshavas. And the truth is, it's an umbrella topic, Melachas Machshavas, because there really is no good English translation of what Melachas Machshavas means. It literally translates into work that was done intentionally. You had a specific intent, your Machshava was to do it. But the bottom line is, we're going to cover a bunch of different topics which fall under this. And ultimately what it means is that when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to the Melachas, which are Asar on Shabbos, the fact that a person facilitated a Melacha being done doesn't always necessarily mean that he violated Shabbos. Now, some of the principles that we're going to learn about are really relevant in Kol Torah Kula. They're relevant all over the place. For example, a Davar Shem Eskaven. Somebody does something, he does not intend to have the specific result of what happens. So we're going to learn that sugya. We're going to discuss how it's relevant to Shabbos and some differences that we'll find, because the halacha of Davar Shem Eskaven, where someone does something which has an unintended result, is relevant by all Yisurim. And we're going to see why it's more relevant to Shabbos. Same thing is true with a Melacha B'Shegig. A person does something unintentionally, by mistake. You know, he forgot. For example, he woke up in the morning, he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he cooked up a pot of water. He cooked up coffee. You know, he baked something, whatever it was. He turned on the lights. So those are mistakes, and the concept of a mistake applies in Kol Torah Kula. So we're going to see where things are specifically relevant to Shabbos, and specifically in this topic that we're going to start with, which is Misasek. Misasek is also very hard to define. I defined it as inadvertently violating Shabbos, but it's really a very specific type of inadvertently violating Shabbos, because that's really the truth. When a person violates Shabbos b'shegig, he makes a mistake, it's also inadvertent. So we have to define exactly what a misasek is. Misasek literally means he was busy. He was busy doing something, and he violated Shabbos. We're going to see, hopefully from the sources, straight down to how the place can look at this. But misasek, the way we'll have to define it just in a broad term is when a person violates Shabbos inadvertently. We'll try to see some cases of what that would be and what the halacha is going to be. So let's start with the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, source number one. It's Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin on Das Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Gemara says as follows: Ki Asa Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. This is actually, it starts in the bottom of Samach Beis Amar Aleph and continues immediately to Samach Beis Amar Beis. And he says as follows: Hachi Tana Kamei. Chaymer b'Shabbos Mishar Ben. So Shabbos has certain parts of it that are more stringent than every other mitzvah. And Chaymer b'Shar Mitzvahs Mi b'Shabbos. There are some mitzvahs that are more stringent than Shabbos. And the Gemara goes on to explain. And we're going to leave out where Shabbos, you know, we'll just mention it very quickly, where Shabbos is more chamer than anything else, is that we have a mitzvah called Shabbos. Now, under the umbrella of Shabbos, we have 39 avos melachos, 39 melachos. So what happens if a person violates all 39 avos melachos in Shabbos by mistake? He mistakenly violates all 39. He manages to pull that off. So how many kabbalas does he have to bring? He has to bring 39, because he violated 39 melachos. Whereas, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Gemara is going to explain that's what we're contrasting to. If a person does three or four different acts of Avodah Zarah within the same He'elam, in other words, he forgot about the concept of Avodah Zarah, he forgot that these things are forbidden. He does all three of those within the same period of forgetting, he's only chayav to bring one chatas. So that's where Shabbos is more stringent. Each one of the Avos Melachos, each one of the 39 forbidden acts on Shabbos are treated independently. Where are the other mitzvahs in the Torah more stringent than Shabbos? So the Gemara says at the end, really it's the third line over here where it's underlined, Chaymer b'shar mitzvahs, she b'shar mitzvahs shagag b'loy miskaven. A person does something by mistake. So shagag, he did something by mistake, b'loy miskaven, without intention. It sounds a bit redundant, and it is redundant for a reason, because it's pointing something out. We'll get to that soon. The halach is, you're chayev. If a person does something by mistake, without kavana, in every other area of Isser, the halach is he's chayev to bring a chatas. Mashen kev Shabbos, and Shabbos he's not chayev. So again, the Gemara is really very not clear what it's talking about. The Gemara just says generally, if a person violates any one of the other Isurim in the Torah by mistake, without intention, he's chayav to bring a chatas. Whereas on Shabbos, if a person violates one of the lamentes of his melachas by mistake, without intention to violate Shabbos, he's potter. What's that talking about? The Gemara goes back and forth with what all this is talking about. Ultimately, at the end, where it's underlined at the end of this paragraph, it says, v'shagag blei miskaven. What's the case? The Gemara says, dekasavar reiku. He thought that what he had in his mouth was saliva. Ubala, and he swallowed it. Masha'enkeh v'shabbos. A person has something in his mouth, and if you were to ask him, what's in your mouth? He would have answered, I have saliva in my mouth. And then he swallows that. The halacha is, and it turns out, he's wrong. It was chalev. It was something which was usher to eat. The halacha is, he's chayev to bring a carbon. Masha'enkeh b'shabbos, not that way on Shabbos. The Gemara explains, she'niskavin lagbias atalash, a person has a mind to pick something up off the ground that was disconnected from the ground. V'chotach es ha'machuber pater. It's an example. A person sees a carrot on the floor. And he says, oh, there's a carrot lying on the floor. So he wants to pick it up and eat it. Now, as he picks it up, he notices he mistakenly pulled it out of the ground. So when he picked it up, if you were to ask this person, what were you doing? You would say, I'm picking a carrot up off the ground. And you would say, is that mutter on Shabbos? You'd say, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with carrying a carrot on Shabbos. And it turns out that he did not know that what he was doing was actually uprooting it from the ground. So the halacha is he's potter.
It's not your classic shogeg.
That's not a shogeg at all. That's a misasik. That's a very good point. And that's the point of this Gemara. And this is something which I'm going to point out in Rashi, but now that you mentioned it, I'll mention it right now. When someone does something b'shogeg, what it means is, the Gemara and the Rashi writes this clearly, the Gemara says in the beginning of Parakla Gadol, what's a shogeg? When someone does something b'shogeg, he's fully aware of what he's doing, but he's missing one or two facts. For example, a person wakes up in the morning, and he takes a pot of water, and he puts it on the fire. And every step of the way, you ask him, what are you doing? I'm filling up a pot of water, cold, uncooked water, and I'm putting it on top of the fire. Is that mutter on Shabbos? No. It's usher to cook on Shabbos. Are you cooking? Yes, I'm cooking. So now, why is he doing it? He thought it's Tuesday. That's a shogeg. In other words, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's fully conscious and aware of what he's doing. He knows that he's cooking. But for some reason, he believes that cooking now is okay. Why? Because he thinks it's Tuesday. Another example would be, he knows it's Shabbos, and he knows he's cooking, but he does not know that cooking on Shabbos is forbidden. Those are two cases of a shogeg. If someone does something by mistake, he knows exactly what he's doing, but he's missing one or two facts. He's missing fact that it's usher, or he knows it's usher, but he does not know it's usher today because he thinks it's Tuesday. That's a shogeg. This is a step further. He doesn't know what he's doing. He knows it's usher. In other words, speak to this person. Say, are you allowed to pick fruits on Shabbos? Were you allowed to pick vegetables on Shabbos? He would say, no, you can't pick vegetables on Shabbos. Is it Shabbos today? Yes, it's Shabbos today. What are you doing? I'm lifting a carrot off the ground. It's not connected to the ground. Now, it turns out he was wrong. That is a very big difference. It's a nuance, but it's a very important nuance. I'll give you an example where this could be relevant. Person's walking down the block. Now, ask him, are you allowed to walk down the block on Shabbos? Yes. Are you allowed to kill bugs on Shabbos? No, can't kill bugs. Now, he comes home, and somebody followed behind him with a magnifying glass, and he found that under his foot, there are dead bugs. Now, he at no point knew that he was killing bugs. He was walking. Is he a shogeg? No, he's not a shogeg. He's less than a shogeg. He was doing something mutter. He was walking. Now, it happens to be that as he was walking, there was a bug on the ground that he stepped on. Another example. We live in Baltimore. We're lucky to have an Erev. Is it mutter to carry outside, to push a stroller outside on Shabbos? The halacha is yes. Why? Because the area that we're discussing is only in Issa Midrabanan, and therefore you can make an Eruv. And if you ask somebody, you're pushing a stroller right now, is that called carrying? Yes, that's called carrying on Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry on Shabbos? No. Is what you're doing in Issa? No, because there's an Eruv. Now, what would happen if somebody wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning with nobody watching, and goes and he takes down the Eruv? Now, nobody knows about that. Now ask this person, what are you doing? I'm carrying. Is it mutter to carry? Yes. Why? Because it's an Erev. Now, he's missing that piece of information. He comes home and he finds out later on that he carried and someone knocked the Erev down. Did he violate an Isser? No. because he was fully aware of what he was doing, but he was missing a fact. He was missing a fact which made it into an Isser. Now this is all spelled out very clearly in Rashi. In Rashi, in source number 2, Shevishar mitzvah shagalo is kavanah underlined. Kigoyin. For example, chelav amhutach lefanav. He has chelav, which is melted. V'kasavar raiku habala. He thought it was saliva, and he swallowed it. Now, why he swallowed it is a good question. But he did. Why Rashi says deloy miskaven laachila. He had no intention to eat this. El masasik b'davar acher. He was eating biblias raik. He was just eating. He was just swallowing saliva. V'heichidam yishayge gomer. What's the case of shayge gomer? We mentioned this. Kasavar shuman huva achlu. He thought what he was eating was something which was mutter, which was it was kosher fat. It was shuman v'achlu, and he ate it. Dineskaven la'achila. He had a mind to be eating. Avel zeh loy shaygegu. This case that we're mentioning is not a shaygeg. Afilachi chayv tamir lekamam b'shmaytan shekein nena. So this is a very important point. And this is something which we were going to have to understand. The Gemara points this out. It's the last line of the Gemara that we read. When it comes to Shari Surim, we mentioned that Shabbos is less chomer in the sense that when it comes to Mas'asik Yerpater. The Gemara asks a question, why? The Gemara explains as follows. When it comes to Shari Surim, a person has something in his mouth. Something is wet. It's in his mouth. Now ask him what it is, and he'll tell you it's saliva. What is it? Turns out it's chelev. What does he do? He swallows it. What's the halacha? It's chayev. Why? That should be a classic case of Mas'asik. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's eating. He's eating. He knows it's usher to eat chelev, but he doesn't know that what's in his mouth is chelev. He thinks he's eating something which is mutter. If you ask him what he's doing, he'll tell you what I'm doing is completely mutter. I'm swallowing my saliva. Turns out he was wrong. Why is he chayev? The Gemara says shekein nene. Since ultimately, he benefited the second to last line. Rashi says shekein nena hukah chashav bekavana. When a person derives benefit from something, that is already considered too far removed from. I guess I should say the other way: it's too close to him to call it that he had nothing to do with this. In other words, when a person has benefit, a person benefits from something, then you can't call it a Mas'asik and he's going to be chayiv. That's only by Shari Yisurim. When it comes to Shabbos, there's an additional piece of information here, which is that it needs to be Melechus Machsheves. And Melechus Machsheves means that we learn all the Melechus that we do from the Mishkan, and just like all the Melechus that were done in the Mishkan were done clearly with full knowledge, knowing what they were doing. They knew exactly what they were doing and why they were doing it. So on Shabbos, you have to know exactly what you were doing and why you were doing it. Now Rashi tells us, this is in the second to last line, which is underlined in the first section of this Rashi. Kigayin neskaven lagbias hatalash. A person had a mind to lift something from the ground, which was connected. Lift something off the ground that was not connected. So again, that's the case we mentioned earlier. A person sees a vegetable on the floor. Sees a vegetable on the floor, and he wants to pick it up. Now, is he allowed to pick up a vegetable off the floor? Yes, nothing wrong with that. Turns out he was missing information. It was connected to the ground. Now he picked it up. He violated. He did an action which is a violation of an Isser. But Rashi says he's pater there. You know why? Because the Pasuk says Asher Chata Ba. Now when the Pasuk is talking about the Chiv to bring a Chatas, it says Ba, and that Rashi tells us that the Gemara says, that is Memayit, the case of Mis'asik. That's the case we're talking about. When a person does something and does not know that what he's doing is a Malacha, he's pater from bringing a Karban. That's a din in all of Kol Tarakula. So let's just go through this very quickly. In Kol Tarakula, a person does something, a person swallows something that he thinks is kosher, turns out that it wasn't, that's Mas'asik. He would theoretically be pater, doesn't have to bring a karbon, except for the fact that he was nene. When he has personal benefit from it, it doesn't help that it's Mas'asik. On Shabbos, even though a person is nene, now he has the carrot, he's pater from bringing a karbon. So let's just say this clearly. There are two dinim. Number one is the Mas'asik of Kol Tarakula. the Misasik of Kol Torah Kula tells us that when a person does any of any iser, but he does not know that what he's doing is usr, because he's missing a piece of information about it, different than a shagig. A shagig is, I don't know that this is usr at all. I don't know that this is an iser, either because I don't know it's Shabbos, or I don't know that it's usr to cook on Shabbos. That's a shagig. A Misasik is, I know it's usr to cook on Shabbos, I know today is Shabbos, but I don't know that I'm cooking. So on Shabbos, a person is potter from bringing a karbon, even if he's nena, because of melechus machshavas. That's the way Rashi understands the Gemara. Tosfos has an added point in source number 3. Tosfos says, Tosfos is trying to figure out, why do we need two things? Why do you need the word ba in the pasuk to teach you in all of the Kol Torah Kula that Misasik is potter, and you need the din of melechus machshavas specifically by Shabbos? So Tosfos says, "Avo misasik d'shmuel d'potter mishum lachet machshavas hainu miskaven lachtech mechuber ze v'chotach mechuber achad l'nasas machshavte." Welcome back, Yaakov. Here, Tosfos says something amazing. Misasik, really ultimately, what it means is when a person violates Shabbos and he didn't get what he wanted. So, for example, a person says, I'm in the mood to violate Shabbos right now. I'm going to go out. I want a carrot. I'm going to go pick a carrot out of the garden. I'm going to go pick it up. Now, as he's standing there, he tells his friends, Hareini muchen mezuman l'chal Shabbos. That big fat carrot is going to be my lunch today. And he bends down, and as he's doing, he's looking at all his friends. He picks up a carrot, gets the wrong carrot. Picks up the wrong one. Says Tosfos, that's misasik. Loi nasas machshavtei. Kol Torah Kula, that's not going to help you. You can't say, I have a mind to eat this cheeseburger, but I ate a different one, so I'm going to be putter. But on Shabbos, there's an added element of machshava that you need. You need the melacha to work the way you wanted it to work. Says Tosfos, a major chiddush over here. If it's loinasis machshavta, you didn't get what you wanted, you're putter. That's the way Tosfos learns it. Now, that's the basic introduction. Okay, so just to run through it again, so like this, we'll have a clear understanding of what misasik is. Shagig, we introduced at the beginning of the night. Shagig is when a person misses one of two pieces of information. Number one, he doesn't know that it's also to do something on Shabbos. He has no idea that it's also to cook on Shabbos. So he wakes up in the morning, he cooks himself whatever it is for breakfast, he fries himself an egg. The halacha is, he's a shagig. He violated Shabbos by shagig. What does he have to do? Bring a chatas. Okay, what's another case of shagig? He knows full well that it's also to cook on Shabbos. He participated in all the shiurim. He learned all the different halachas of which cases, yeah, there is an iser, which cases there's no iser. He knows that this is a case which is also. But the problem is, a little disoriented, he thinks today is Tuesday. So that's a shagig. It's called either shigigas Shabbos or shigigas Melachis. Those cases, you do it on Shabbos, bring a chatas. What's the misasik? We have one of two explanations. One of them is that I know it's Shabbos, I know it's usher to cook. I have no idea that what I'm doing right now is cooking. Okay? What's a classic example of that? Is a person knows it's usher to pick vegetables on Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos, but he did not know that lifting this carrot off the ground is disconnecting it from the ground. He didn't know, thought it was not connected. Tosfos has one more case where a person knows it's Shabbos. He knows it's usher to pick carrots. He knows that picking this carrot will be a violation of Shabbos. But in Leinasis Machshavtei, he didn't get what he wanted. He bent down and picked up the wrong one. Okay? Those are two possible cases of misasik. The Gemara, source number 4, the Gemara, Maseches Bava Kamma, says as follows, Amar Rabba, hayis evin munachas lebecheikoi velehikarba. A person had a stone sitting in his lap. He didn't notice about it. He didn't notice it. The Amad, he stood up, v'nafla, and fell. L'ini nizok and chayiv. Now, if he breaks something as he drops that stone, chayiv. Why? Because there's a famous old clout of Adam Muad La'olam. A person can never exempt himself from breaking someone else's thing because he didn't know about it. Whether it's an einus, it's a shagig, it's mezid. A person does something, he breaks somebody else's item, he has to pay for it, whether that was his intention or not. However, when it comes to L'inyan Arba Dvaram Pater, with regard to four other things, he's going to be Pater. The first one on the list is L'inyan Shabbos, Melechus Machshavas Asotera. A person cannot violate Shabbos without having any idea what he's doing. He stood up, it's mutter to stand up on Shabbos. He had no idea that there was a stone on his lap. In this case, it's considered a misasik. He was doing something mutter. He was walking. It's similar to the case we mentioned earlier. A person walks down the block to go home, and as he's walking, he mistakenly steps on a cockroach. It's mutter to walk. He had no idea there was a cockroach there. It's less than a shaygig. It's misasik. He's potter. Same thing over here. A person stands up. Stone falls off his lap, and he violates Shabbos with that stone somehow or another. Halach is his potter. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this because I don't think we have the time for it. But the one of the big points that the Paiskim focus on in this Gemara is, why does it say Meleches Machshavas Asoter? Why doesn't it just say he's Misasik? In other words, when it comes to Nizakin, there's no Ptor Misasik. You broke somebody's thing. You can't come with lumdus. Someone has something, you broke it. There's no lumdus of saying why I shouldn't be chayiv. You broke it. However, when it comes to Shabbos, you could use lumdus. Hashem accepts lumdus. So why don't we just say that you're potter because it's misasik? Why are we coming specifically to the din of Meleches Machshavas Asoter? And Rabbi Kiveger, he addresses this question. Tosfos really addresses the question as well. But Kiveger comes up with a very large chiddush here. It's a big chumrah. What Kiveger says is that ultimately, a misasik, as much as it's potter, it's usser. Now this is a very strange thing to say, because usually misasik is past tense. Right? It's past tense. I did something and I didn't know. Says Rabbi Kiveger, when a person does an isser with a misasik, even though he couldn't control it, ultimately he did an avera b'shegig. In other words, he says the truth is misasik, as much as a person's putter, it's a regular shegig. It just happens to be that the pasuk tells you that this type of shegig doesn't bring a carbon. But misasik, says Rabbi Kiveger, it's in this long, you see in the second section where it's underlined. The nearly davar chadash, the ma'itinan mi'asher chata ba, prat l'misasik. When the pasuk tells us, you don't bring a carbon. For a case of misasik, loid misasik loy nasis ha'avera klal, doesn't mean he didn't do an avera. Of course he did an avera. El demikri avera b'shegeg, this is an avera b'shegeg, v'ach b'shegeg kihai, mima'aitina mi'asher chata ba tepata mi'karbon, of mikomakur mikri shigas isr. Says b'kiveger, a very big chiddush. Even though a person does not bring a carbon for violating an isr with misasik, nevertheless he violated an isr, and it just happens to be, he doesn't get to bring a carbon for this. But says b'kiveger, aval, says Rabbi Kiveger, on Shabbos it's different. Not only does a person not have to bring a carbon when he violates Shabbos with misasik, he didn't even violate Shabbos, because Shabbos has a whole new set of rules. You've got to know what you're doing. Absence of knowing what you're doing means you didn't violate Shabbos. However, if you go towards the end of the tshuva, it's clear from Rabbi Kiveger that nevertheless there's an issur midrash on it. That's a big chiddush from Rabbi Kiveger. No one else seems to learn this way. In other words, very, very important point. According to Rabbi Kiveger, when a person violates Shabbos with a misasek, he violated Shabbos with an issur midrash on it. Okay, according to everybody else, misasik seems to be it's mutter. Now, what would be the nafgamina? He gives an example at the end, but this is a case which is talked about by the paiskim. You happen to be the type of guy who notices everything, and you're walking to shul on Shabbos morning. You notice the Erev is down. Okay, no one else in the community knows the Erev is down because it was checked before Shabbos and it was up. So everyone. Here's the rabbi now, it's in shul. The Erev is up. Everyone can carry. They bring their strollers to shul. They're all walking through the street. Now you have this little piece of information that you know the Erev is down. What should you do? Should you tell people that the Erev is down? Now, people are going to be very angry at you for spreading the news. They're in the street with their babies in the stroller. Now, whether a person can bring a baby home without an Erev is a discussion, or Moshe has a tshuva on it. But ultimately, should you go to people and tell them the Erev is down? Or What are the two sides to this discussion? When someone pushes a stroller on Shabbos, and he thinks the Erev is up, and the Erev is down, how do we view that? It would be a Misasik. It's Misasik. Because he knows it's Shabbos. He knows it's usher to carry on Shabbos. He does not know that what he's doing is a violation of an Isser, because he thinks the Erev is up. So now he is a Misasik. Should you tell him or not? The way we would understand before Bekiv Eger is don't tell the guy. Let the guy violate Shabbos with a Misasik. It's Potter, it's Mutter. Right? But according to Bekiv Eger, there's Nisim Drabanan here. Just stop the guy. Now, the Sefer Chut Shani, written by Reb Nissen Karelitz, he writes, V'hine yadua minig b'chol tfutzi sisrol shem niskalkol erev makpidin ladil avnei ir afal pish enay elamis asek. He says you should tell people. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, he writes from Shlomo Zalman, Shemati demutov loy lefarsim b'chol eifin. Don't spread it. Ki rabim lo yishmu b'kailam, umutav shiyu shaygin v'kil m'shaygin. It's less than a shaygin, he says. Devi m'sasik b'drabanan. There's a letter written by Rav Shlomo Zalman, which is quoted in the Sefer Ma'ar Shabbos. He also writes, Ein limchais b'misasik b'drabanan. You see someone violating Shabbos with a misasik, don't tell him. Mishnah Brura, okay, whatever. The bottom line is, there are a bunch of other opinions, but the bottom line is, according to Rav Akiva Eger, who seems to be a Das Yachid, he's alone in this, he would say, tell people, because they're ultimately violating this Midrabanan. According to everyone else, you probably should not tell them. That's one point. The next point, I don't know if we'll get to it inside, it's the Shvitzer Shabbos. I couldn't get it in a text version, so I had to copy it off of the Yitzhak Chachmos. That's that last piece. He wants to know how far this goes with the Misasik. Misasik means you don't really know the consequences of your actions. So let's say a person... So certainly if a person doesn't know that it's usher to cook on Shabbos, he puts a pot of water on the fire, it's a shaygig. He has to bring a karbon chatas. Now, let's say a person puts certain... We learned certain halachas about certain things that are in a special klisheni. Certain things are called kali abishal. You're not allowed to put them into a klisheni. Now he has no idea that it's possible to cook in a klisheni. Is that a misasik or not? In other words, he's putting something into his drink or into his food, whatever it is, because he wants to add taste to it. He does not know it's possible to have an isra of cooking there. Furthermore, another case which is spoken about by the Paiskim. Say someone is completely ignorant about how things work. He does not know how the result of flipping up a light switch makes the light go on. I don't know, wherever he was raised, he's completely... He woke up after... He went to sleep as a baby. He woke up 20 years old. He sees this magic trick. You flip a switch, the light gets bright. He has no idea there's a connection of electricity. Is that a misasik? So the Shvitzer Shabbos, he's mistopic about it. He's not sure about it. I'll tell you a quick story. Turn the recorder off first.